If you haven't heard it or read it, you're encouraged to examine Daniela Porat's story at Investigative Post, reviewing the circumstances surrounding the October death of Officer Craig Lehner. Lehner drowned in the Niagara River during a training exercise as a member of the Buffalo Police Department's underwater recovery team. On today's Press Pass, Daniela Porat discusses the extensive research behind the story, much of which was gained through Freedom of Information requests. The information contained policies, manuals, and the team's dive logs.
These dive logs contain information about each training session or each operation, if there was an actual need to do a search and recovery. And there wasn't that much information on them, but they had things like location, so Buffalo River, a brief description, sometimes one or two words, on what they did during the training session, so search and recovery. And then it also had, you know, a list of the people who dove that day.
Okay.
So from there, you know, I got this stack of paper and I had no real way of analyzing it. So what I did was I created a database of all of these dives and I took the information, which later became data in this spreadsheet, to see, okay, how many times did they practice rescue operations? When was the last time that they dove in the Niagara River? How many times did Officer Lehner dive before he went into the water?
And how many times?
Five.
He had five previous dives. They were all training dives?
He had five previous training dives with the Buffalo Police. Prior to that, he received what's called an advanced open water scuba certification in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. But do keep in mind that diving in the warm waters and clear waters of the Caribbean is very different from diving in the murky and cold waters, even of the Buffalo River.
Daniela, your recent article in Investigative Post took a look at the drowning of Officer Craig Lehner in the Niagara River. If you could, review the facts of that particular day for us.
In October, Craig Lehner went diving in the Niagara River. Extremely fast currents, lots of debris in the water. And at that moment, he was still a trainee when his tether line, so the rope connecting him to his colleagues on shore, snagged on an object. What happened right after that is still a little bit unclear, but we know that the cause of death was drowning and his body was only recovered 5 days later.
There are some things, like you just mentioned, there are some things we don't know. Why were they training in the Niagara River that day?
That's a very good question. The Buffalo Police dive team, the majority of its training sessions were in places like the Buffalo River, like the Union Ship Canal or the Erie Basin Marina. There are a lot of questions as to why they would be diving at 20 to 25 feet in the Niagara River.
Where does this go from here? Obviously you don't have a crystal ball, but at the same time, how things do move forward, you have an understanding. Where will this story continue to go?
We'll be waiting to see whether Lehner's family decides to file a lawsuit against the city and the Buffalo Police. So they filed a notice of claim earlier this year, which reserves their right to file a lawsuit. And we're also going to be waiting to hear what the state says. The Department of Labor is investigating this case. So I think that will hopefully shed light not just on what happened before the dive, which I think my story dealt with, but also what happened during the dive, what happened during the rescue mission. And of course, the Buffalo Police has completed its investigation, but they have decided not to release it, citing the pending litigation.
We appreciate your reporting on this and shedding some light on what may have happened that day. Daniela Porat of the Investigative Post, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much.